Hear the prophetic word of the Lord as we enter a new year, God willing, for 2024. Hi, you're listening to Easy Listening. My name is Prophet Lisa Joshua. I am the pastor of Living a New Life in Christ Ministries. Hear the word of the Lord. God says in 2024, it will be a year of uncovering a lot of people, character, and you better set your eyes on God and fall out of agreement with Fantasy Island or idols, or you will be disappointed. Because we are living in a day and a time that your character is what's in question, not skills, not your talent or your gift. Rest assured, my sons and daughter, that the word is caught up in gifts, but it is more about character. Your character will be that God will be looking at. Just as we get caught up with others, God is looking at your character. There are many people, God said, will be exposed. Character, not able to maintain the character of Christ. Therefore, their gifts and talents alone will not survive. God is exposing and uncovering in 2024, just as he is even now. God said, open your eyes so that you may see. Open your ears that you may hear. You may discern. God says, even now, repent. He wants you to grow up spiritually and become like Christ. Becoming like Christ does not mean losing your personality, says the Lord, or becoming a mindless clone. God created your uniqueness, so he certainly doesn't want to destroy it. He said Christ's likeness is all about transforming your character, not your personality. Hear the word of the Lord. He says, and how many of you know that the Bible says whom God loves, he corrects, he chastens, he reprimands severely, rebuke, because it is I, God, who wants you to be perfected, and I want to get the very best, and I want you to be the very best that you can. So hear the word of the Lord, sons and daughters. Hearken to the voice of God. Repent. 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 God bless you. Good evening and welcome to Easy Listening. Hi, you are tuning in today with Prophet Lisa Joshua from Living a New Life in Christ Ministries. I am the pastor and I am your host. Today's question that we have for you is, are innocent bystanders innocent? Let that penetrate for a moment and just think about it. Are innocent bystanders innocent? Well, we want to give you some definitions today, and we want to give you some clarity regarding this subject. Number one, the word innocent is not guilty of a crime or offense. Bystander, a person who is present at an event or an incident, but does not take part. So we have the two words broken down, giving you the definition. Innocent means you're not guilty of a crime. Bystander means you were there. You were present at the time the incident occurred and you did not take part. In other words, you did nothing. Question today, are innocent bystanders innocent? Well, God has this to say in Exodus 20 and 16. It says, thou shall not bear false witness, which simply means you witness something that happened. You were there or present at the time of the incident, but you did nothing. In other words, there are a lot of people who are dealing with things that has happened to them or been involved in something which has been, was unjust. Speaking unjustly against our neighbor to the prejudice of their reputation, which involves the guilty, you're guilty of it. When you take part, someone is speaking about someone, someone is saying something, someone did something to inflict pain, suffering, or even defamation of character. They spoke ill of someone. They had an action that was against someone that hurt them, that wounded them. And you were there, but you said nothing. Do you recognize and understand that your silence is golden? Silence is, speaks in volume. Silence speaks in volume. What do we mean when we say silence speaks in volume? Because you don't say anything, that is a sure way for people to perceive, or the perception is you're in agreement. How many of you have had the experience or have ever been a part of something that whereby your opinion or your input was necessary? Well, whether you're voting for an election, whether you're voting for someone who was going to be elected into a leadership role, whether you get where I'm going with this. And you said nothing. You had no way. You had no, you didn't take a stand on it, on the question that was on the floor. Either way, you felt that it's best you don't even participate. Well, that's not good, because our innocent bystanders innocent. That means your input could certainly make a difference. You see someone hurt or mistreated and you don't say anything, or you've ever witnessed something and you didn't feel that your input was value. Please note that God strategically puts us in places whereby you have an important role. You can be working for a company. You may be in a ministry. You may be in a marriage. You may be in a relationship. You may have friends that you somewhere or another were involved or around when something happened, meaning you were a witness, a bystander, as the event occurred. But you feel that it's best not to say anything. Why? It could be for various reasons. Number one, you don't want to be rejected. You don't want the person to be upset with you. You don't want, you feel that if you say something, it may impede your relationship. And so the action continues. The behavior continues. Because the way God sees it, when we love each other or love someone, we're not afraid to speak truth. We're not concerned more about their emotions or their feelings as we are concerned about that person's soul. We're concerned about who else and others who can be facing or be impacted with this behavior if it goes on unchecked. Someone else, you better rest assured, someone else is going to meet that experience, and we could have saved that person, saved the group, saved others from that behavior had we just cared enough to say something and not on protect mode for how you're going to look or how you're going to be perceived or what others may think about you. So again, the question is, are innocent bystanders innocent? Again, we have already clarified that in God, you're not innocent. You're not, or because God is concerned about how right now there are a lot of people who need people to love them enough to tell them the truth. The Bible says in Galatians 4:16, have I now become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? In other words, you may be perceived as an enemy because sometimes what we do know, the truth don't feel good. People don't always want that type of truth. They don't want honesty all the time because, again, it's not about you feeling good. And for that cause, many people may not say anything because you don't want the repercussions. Well, that's something to deal with, something to understand that is very vital and very important as we do assessments for our own lives, as we do examinations, as we are trying to perfect those things. We want to do better. We want to be better. Everybody said they want to be better, but at what cost? You, in order to grow, you're going to be stretched. Growth does not feel good all the time. It's a stretching. Even when you're even giving birth, you going through labor pains, your womb, it's stretching to be able to prepare for birth, childbirth, stretching. You're growing because it has to get to a certain size in order for you to, your baby to be able to come through the birth canal and come through there without any tears, without there being an issue, because we know the baby's head itself and body is large, where your uterus have to expand to that size in order to be able to have a healthy delivery, right? Without any issues, right? Well, that's a part of growing. In order to do that, women sometimes develop stretch marks as a result, as evidence of giving birth, right? You didn't just have that. When your baby was growing, your stomach is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Therefore, your skin is stretching. Well, in order to grow, you must be stretched. Come on. Things are not going to look like they normally did before the growth, before the stretching begun. So I just encourage you today to actually think about what you're thinking about, make the adjustments, make the correction, and align yourselves with truth, the Word of God, which wants all of us to be accountable and to be those who care about not just ourselves, but care about how others are impacted. So this is the part of the lesson, just penetrating and focusing on our innocent bystanders innocent. So we've just given you a little tidbit of it, just focusing on what we can do, the bystander can do, what your role is, if you felt that you're innocent, giving you a different way of looking at things. Well, we pray that you will be blessed and you have an awesome day. We're out.